Evan Rachel Wood is extremely afraid of Marilyn Manson. Drake withdraws his Grammy nominations, and Ed Sheeran is glad he gave Love Yourself to Justin Bieber. It's Tuesday, December 7th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Actress Evan Rachel Wood is extremely afraid of her ex-fiancé Marilyn Manson, who she accused in February of subjecting her to years of abuse. "I am afraid that he will seek retribution against me for testifying by harming me, our son, or members of our family," Wood wrote in court on papers filed in March obtained by the Daily Mail. The documents are related to a custody dispute with ex-husband Jamie Bell. Wood was seeking to keep their son Jack, now 8, in Tennessee instead of Los Angeles, where Manson resides. Wood described herself as a key witness in a criminal investigation into Manson, who she accused of torture, rape, and pedophilic grooming. She added, "I believe he presents an imminent risk of harm to me and the people I love, including our son." Wood alleged that Manson once threatened to, quote, "fuck her son. I took his threat seriously then and now," she wrote. In her February statement, Wood wrote, "I am here to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him before he ruins any more lives. I stand with the many victims who will no longer be silent." Since then, other women have come forward with allegations against Manson. Manson dismissed the claims as horrible distortions of reality and insisted, "my intimate relationships have always been entirely consensual with like-minded partners." Drake has taken himself out of competition at the 64th Grammy Awards. The Canadian rapper had withdrawn his nominations for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Performance. Neither Drake nor his reps have publicly commented on the decision. The Recording Academy confirmed on its website that it has removed the nominations. The rap superstar previously has 47 Grammy nominations but has only won 4. In 2019, he downplayed the value of the award while accepting one for Best Rap Song. "You've already won if you have people singing your songs word for word. If they're singing in your hometown, you're already winning. You don't need this right here." Last year, after fellow Canadian artist The Weeknd was snubbed, Drake wrote in an Instagram story, "We should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards and just accept that once was the highest form of recognition may no longer matter to the artists that exist now and the ones that come after. It's like a relative you keep expecting to fix up, but they just can't change their ways." Ed Sheeran says Love Yourself would not be as big of a hit if he had kept it for himself instead of giving it to Justin Bieber. "People always say, why didn't you keep it? And to be honest, he was on such a roll at that point that I don't think it would have been as big if I had sung it," Sheeran said during a conversation with Jack Antonoff at the Odyssey Beach Festival. "He had this whole period of his life that was a bit, you know, and America loves a comeback story." Bieber released Love Yourself in 2015. The song topped charts in more than a dozen countries, including Canada, and was ranked one of the top-selling singles of 2016 in the US. Love Yourself also earned a Grammy nomination for Song of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance. "It was so massive for him, I think it's his biggest song anywhere in the world. If I picked up a guitar and played that, they'd be like, oh my god, you wrote that." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this feed wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter daily. And thanks for listening.